Welcome back to Augury and Myself. I'm your host with the speech impediment, Anthony Lucero. And the co-host looks a lot like me,
John Lucero.
Join us as well. We talk about what we like most.
Movies.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about the movies we're most excited to see. Today's episode, we're going to talk about
the most anticipated movies of 2020.
Well, like we stated before in our last video, especially, 2020 movies. Oh, we said anticipated for 20. Did you say 2020 or 2021?
And some of these movies still might not come out. So hopefully, almost all of these come out.
Yeah, because like last year, all the movies are pushed back to this year in 2022, and movies this year are still liable to change. As of January 12th, 2021, these are the set dates for these movies to premiere and to come out.
Yeah. I guess you can name the movies and see how we feel about them, if we're excited or not.
Mm-hmm. We may do a brief description. We may talk about them. And are we going to wait to see how excited we are, like a 1 out of 10?
No, we can just say if we're excited or not for it.
Okay. And at the end, we're going to say what we're most excited for.
Okay.
And I have split these up into genres. They're not split up by release dates, like not in order. They're just split up by genres. So I think we should get started with horror films.
Yes.
The first one I have on my list is a film called Antlers. The date is to be decided. It was originally supposed to come out February 19th, but it has changed to sometime in 2021. Have you seen a trailer for this or any photos of this, John?
Nope, I haven't seen any trailers for any of these movies.
Oh, okay. But
I don't watch trailers. I don't.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing with John. He tries not to watch trailers or anything so it doesn't spoil the movie.
I like to be surprised when I watch a movie. Completely surprised. Don't even know what the movie's about.
Fair enough. But this Antlers, it looks really scary. And I think it's body horror, too. I don't you don't do well with body horror that much. John?
Yeah, I don't.
So the next, are you... Well, you haven't seen much of it. I'm not excited for it. I know you're probably not excited for it that much. Well, okay. Next film is Quiet Place Part 2. Release date, April
23rd, 2021. Yeah, I'm kind of excited for it. I still haven't seen Quiet Place 1, but I've seen most of it through videos and stuff. I think it can be a good movie for the most part. And it's going to explain what happened.
I'm excited for it, but at the same time, they could have just left it off where it was.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Well, the next one we have on the list, I know you and me are both really excited for, and that's the Candyman remake coming out August 27th, 2021.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I hope it's really great. It looks really good. Have you seen the trailer for this one?
Yes.
It's produced by Jordan Peele, and I think it's one of John's most anticipated horror movies of next year.
Yes.
Wow, I man a few words. So we're both excited for it. The next movie on the list is Death on the Nile, September 17th, 2021. This is the sequel to Murder on the Orient Express. John both seen Murder on the Orient Express. Are you excited for the sequel?
No. I don't really care for the first one, son. I'm not really excited for the second one.
Oh, I love the first one.
Yes, I know.
So but I like... Sorry, continue.
I didn't like that one transition in the movie.
Oh, there was a transition that me and John despised. The film just cuts to black and then just recuts... like 4 seconds later, into like a new day. That scene, that, it really bugs me and John. I've been excited for Death Note now since I found out it was getting a sequel, so. So, yeah. Next is Halloween Kills, October 15th, 2021. This is the sequel to Halloween 2018. I am quite excited for this one.
I'm excited too.
I liked the 2018 reboot of the Halloween franchise.
I liked it too.
Yeah. Well, yep, we're excited for it. Next we have is Spiral, The Book of Saw, May 21st,
2021. This looks like an interesting movie.
Yes, it looks very interesting. We saw the trailer in a theater for Visible Man, that's what it was, for The Visible Man. We saw the trailer, and we were both confused. Well, first of all, why is Chris Rock doing
this? Yeah, why is Chris Rock the main character?
Yeah, and why is he in a Saw movie? Oh, isn't, can you call it a Saw movie? Because is it going to be like a torture porn type film like the rest of them all? Or is it just going to be like a buddy cop movie with Saw themes in the background?
Yeah.
I'm interested in it. I don't think I'm excited for it, but I think I'm interested.
I'm very interested to see what happens. Like we liked the Jigsaw movie. That was a good one, and it was like I knew what was gonna happen. We watched it, and we were still surprised, and got us moving. And like, ew, gross.
Yeah, and keep in mind we're watching this what 3 a.m. in the morning, eating chicken, fried chicken,
fried chicken.
Yeah, we had to catch a flight the next day, like 7 a.m. in the morning. We're still up at 3 a.m. watching Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the next film on our list is called Last Night in Soho. It comes out April 23rd, 2021.
I never heard of this one.
The only reason I've heard of this was because one of our favorite actresses is in it, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that last night.
Yes, and it's written by Edgar Wright, the guy who did Baby Driver. It's also like a stylistic, psychological horror film, which is right up our alley. Which is,
yes,
me and John like, well, actually, I think love psychological horror.
Yes,
we also like stylistic movies, so there. I just put that on the list because that kind of just rings on the bells for us. I'm interested in it, not sure if I'm excited for it, like I said. The next film on our list is a film called Old.
It comes out July, never heard of it.
July 23rd, 2021. The reason I put this on the list is because this is on a lot of most anticipated film lists. Because it is directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh! I love him.
I love him too, even though most of his movies are crap.
Okay, so my thing with M. Night Shyamalan, Avatar was crap, yes, because he didn't stick with the source material. But it's not a bad movie. Like, it's a bad movie, don't get me wrong. Which if you one? Go to the Avatar. Like, it's a bad movie, yes, because he completely went off the source material. Called him Aang. His name is Aang.
You hate it because it was completely off?
Yes, but the directing, the CGI wasn't too bad.
Directing was bad. Because he had to improve those changes.
Yeah.
The CGI is not bad, and the set design isn't either.
I like the costumes, set design. CGI looks great. It still holds up, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. So, Old is I'm pretty sure it's Japanese manga. I'll just say Asia manga. It's like a horror manga type thing, and he's making an adaptation for it. And apparently, this is a very anticipated thing, and I don't know much about it, but in that Shaman, you have my ticket.
Yeah, he is my ticket for almost anything he makes.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like most of the horror movies this year, like this upcoming year, we're interested, maybe not excited for it, but we're interested. And we're not done yet. We still have more horror movies.
Yes, we got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a big year for horror movies. Okay, well, next we have The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, June 4th, 2021.
I like The Conjuring series.
I love The Conjuring series. The first one is scary. The second one I can't even watch because it's so scary.
Yeah.
I think it's the second one that every time I rewatch it, I always get more scared.
Yes, you notice the little things.
Yeah. And that's with James Wan as director. He's just very particular with that stuff.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he made the Saw franchise.
Yeah, he also... Did he do the first two Final Destinations? Or the first and the third one?
I think so, I want to say so. And he produced the second one, I want to say. Okay, but he also made the Insidious franchise.
Oh, oh wow, I don't know.
Also, okay,
Continue okay. Talking, and I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay, I was Googling it as we were speaking. Anyway, he also made Aquaman.
Yes. He's made...
Honestly, this is the first Conjuring film without him as director.
Yeah. He's made Aquaman, Fast Furious 7, a movie called Magnet, The Nun, La Llorona, Lights Out, Insidious, Last Key, Jigsaw, Dead Silence, Annabelle Comes Home, Conjuring, Conjuring 2, Annabelle, Saw, Insidious, Insidious 2, Demonic, Annabelle Creation, Insidious 3, Destinus, a bunch more Saw movies.
Swamp Thing.
He made Swamp Thing?
He was an executive producer.
And it's a thing called Not Quite in Hollywood. So these are all the movies he directed.
Yeah. He executive produced the whole Saw franchise. He also He was a producer on Lights Out as well.
So he's only done two non-horror movies.
Yep. He's a great director.
Okay.
Anyway, we got very sidetracked. We love James Wan here. I'm excited for this. Can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah.
I want to know what they're taking the story from.
Me too. Next one.
Okay, next one is Escape Room 2, date to be decided.
Escape Room 1 is very interesting, so I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do. That's all I have to say.
I like Escape Room because it is very interesting and the puzzles are really well thought out. It's very smart. I can't even say that about a movie based off an activity you do, but yeah. Anyway, I am excited for it to see what they do next. The next one we have is Forever Purge, the fifth Purge movie coming out July 9th, 2021.
This franchise needs to die.
Come on, kill it. I like the Purge franchise, except the first one.
I do like the franchise. It's good, but it just needs to stop making movies like every 2 years.
TV show. Like, we don't need anything more. Just keep with the TV show.
Yeah.
Anyway, not excited, not interested. Probably still going to watch it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. The next movie we have is Don't Breathe 2, coming out August 13th. John doesn't know what this is. If you know what this is, you may be super excited because the film ended on a cliffhanger. And the first film is crazy, and I can't wait for the second film. I'm not sure what it's going to be about, but...
Yeah, I never heard of it.
if you watched it, you enjoy it. I won't explain it. I want you to watch a video of it.
Oh my gosh. We have so many action movies.
Yeah. All right. So that was the last of our horror films.
Yes, no. Sorry, what?
What did you say?
I was looking at the action one. I was going, yes, no, yes. I was
going... That's a lot of action. Do you want to say what horror film you're most excited for?
Sure. Most excited one. Candyman.
And mine also have to be a quite behind a Death on the Nile, but...
Mine is Halloween Kills.
Yeah. It's a big year for horror films, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have the very long action category.
Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes.
No, no. Not a big fan of action, but you know.
Let's okay. Speed through this one. Ready? Fast 9. No.
Wait. Okay, yeah, go for it. Just go for it, John.
Ready? Fast Furious 9 comes up May 2021. John Cena's in it. John Cena's in it for some reason. Han is back. Don't know why. He died. It looks okay, I guess. Of course, I'm going to watch it because it's the Fast Furious movie, but I'm not excited for it. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm excited for it. Coming out June 11th of 2021.
Paul Rudd's in it, which is kind of weird, but he actually looks pretty good in it. The movie looks good. Can't wait to watch it.
Looks funny.
Yeah.
No Time to Die, the James Bond movie. Date to be decided. It was at all, it was at April 2nd, but it was announced today that they wanted to switch it to a Thanksgiving release date of 2021. Don't like the Bond franchise. Not excited for it. John, you.
Only thing I like about it is Olivia Maverick is in it.
Oh.
Okay.
Next, Tomb Raider 2, date to be decided. I like the first Tomb Raider. Can't wait for the second one.
Yeah, I like the first one. It was interesting. Can't wait. Next one.
The Kingsman, February 26, 2021. I love the Kingsman franchise. Please make it more. Keep going.
Yes, I do. I'm extremely excited for it. I'm going to watch every single Kingsman movie there is. This one, I'm just kind of interested that it's a prequel instead of a continued watch of Eggsy's story because Eggsy's amazing.
Yes. Next, Top Gun Maverick, July 2nd, 2021.
I've never seen the original. We've never seen the original Top Gun. But from what I know,
we have not.
I'm not really excited to see it. I'm probably not watching it with my mom because she thinks it looks cool. So, yeah. Not excited, though.
Not excited about it. Next, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, June 23rd, 2021. Should not be a summer movie, first off. Second, excited for it. Hope it's good at all.
Yes, really excited. Woody Harrelson is in it. Extremely excited. Don't know why it's a summer movie. Should come out at least in November or October, anything. But I'm really excited for it. Tom Hardy's great.
Oh, love him. So is Michelle Williams. Anyway, next. Yeah. Dune, October 1st, 2021. I'm excited for it. Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya. Oh, crap. Oscar Isaac, that's his name.
Yeah.
It's a
Josh Brolin.
It's Josh Brolin. It's based off of a book that people
watch. Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa's also in it. It's a remake to. It's also a remake to the original movie. CGI looks good. It looks really good. Can't wait. Next, Mortal Kombat, April 16, 2021.
I'm kind of excited for this one.
Same. I hope it's just not whitewash.
Yeah. No, it's not at all. It's almost a complete Asian cast.
If you might watch Mortal Kombat movie nowadays, that movie's not going to make any money.
Yeah, it's like one white person. Because me and my coach were looking at the movie cast. I think it's going to be better than all the original ones because the original ones set a really low standard. So,
yes.
Next one.
Next. Godzilla vs. Kong, May 21st.
I'm excited.
You want to talk about it first?
I like it. I love Godzilla movies. The newer ones are actually pretty good. The Kong movie's pretty. The Kong Skull Island's a really underrated movie. Super, super good. Love it.
I can't wait for it. Have you seen the second Godzilla movie?
It's all right.
but I can't wait for this. I love big monster movies like this. So yes. Next, Uncharted.
Finally,
July 16th.
Finally coming out.
Oh, finally, they'll actually move forward with the film.
Yeah, Tom Holland's the actor. Surprisingly. I'm quite excited to see how good it is because it's a video game movie.
Same. I think it's only like one good one. The rest of them are average or bad. That one good one is Detective Pikachu, and that's it.
Detective Pikachu is good. I do like Sonic's good. And then
Rampage is
good. Yeah, Rampage is also good.
Oh, my foot's asleep. Next! Oh, are you excited for Uncharted?
I am excited for Uncharted.
All right. Snake Eyes, October 22nd. This is a spinoff of the G.I. Joe franchise with just Snake Eyes.
Not really.
The one Asian actor,
yeah.
From Crazy Rich Asians, is in it. That's the only thing I'm most excited for.
Yeah, okay. That's all I'm excited for now.
Don't be careful. I'm not excited that much, though. Next, we have Mission Impossible 7, November 19. I think this date's going to get pushed back.
Yes, I agree. And I'm not really excited because Henry Cavill's not in it.
I'm not. I never really cared for the Mr. Possible franchise. So skip. Next, Matrix 4, December 22nd. I haven't seen the Matrix franchise. John has. You tell.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm excited for the fourth one. Just see what they do.
And Keanu Reeves is God, so.
Yes, he is.
Okay, next. Master of the Universe movie, Day 2 Be Decided. This is the Master of the Universe He-Man.
Oh, He-Man. He-Man.
Yes, that. Skip, I don't want you like this. I'm not excited for it.
No, me either.
The last action movie we have to talk about. The reason why we don't have more is because we made superheroes films their own thing. So the last one we have to talk about is Chaos Walking.
I'm excited for it. Tom Holland's in it. The guy that's replacing Johnny Depp for Grindelwald's in it.
Nick Jonas is in it. Daisy Ridley's in it. I'm excited for it. It looks dope. It's been delayed since 2017.
I'm excited for it. I'm sure it won't be a great movie, but I think we're gonna enjoy it.
It looks very much like a movie that me and John
would like, and other people like, wouldn't. Glass.
Like glass. Yeah. We both said the same.
We like glass, and I think every single person I asked about the movie did not like it at all.
Yeah. So yeah.
Comedy.
Oh, this is a small year for comedy.
Can I do the first one?
Yes, because I know how much you... We're going to take it slow this time, but go ahead, John.
Free Guy. It's a very interesting movie. It's starring Ryan Reynolds. It's kind of weird to talk about because it's like him in a video game and he realizes he's in a video game and then he's just different. It's actually kind of interesting. I'm kind of excited.
It comes out May 21st, 2021.
Yes, I'm excited for this one. You?
I'm excited for it. I'm not really sure about... I'm excited. I don't know. Comedies aren't really my thing.
Yeah.
If it's a comedy, it has to have a good story. Like Crazy
Unless Asians. It's Grown Ups and there's no story and it's just great.
Yeah, fair enough. That's like one of the few comedy, like full-on comedy movies I like. So, next we have is The Hitman's Wife's
Bodyguard. Not excited. Starring Ryan Reynolds again, August right? 20th.
And I'm pretty sure Samuel Jackson's in it as
That's
well.
That's so interesting that two of the comedy movies coming out is with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not surprised.
He's great. He's super funny. I'm not excited.
I'm not excited either. Next is Coming to America 2, March 5th, 2021. This sequel, the first film came out like, I want to say over 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's crazy it's taking us long to get a sequel.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do, but I'm not very excited for it.
Me either. I think it's becoming a strict Amazon movie, or it's at a strict Amazon or HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the first one came out in 1980.
Dang, that's almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
Don't say the bad word at the end of this one.
I'm not going to. Jack A. SS4, which I keep a PG-13 here. So September 3rd, 2021. If you don't know what this franchise is, it's dumb. It's stupid. It's basically just a whole bunch of guys hurting themselves to get money.
Yes, and I'm actually kind of excited for it because I think what's his name, Johnny Knox, is funny.
Yeah, I know he made a film. He was in a film called Action Point. Yes. It was supposed to be like a ripoff of Action Park. Like how it was described was to be a film talking about the Action Park. And if you don't know, Action Park was a very horrible theme park.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But he just turned into a comedy with a whole bunch of stunts.
And he hurt himself a whole lot.
Yeah. Did he say after that film he was done hurting himself?
He was done. He said he's done unless he gets offer from Jack Ace because he loves Jack Ace.
Yeah.
Remember, he actually his eye came out of his eye socket one time. He just pushed it right back in.
Okay. Not excited for it, John.
I'm excited. It has Steve-O, Anthony Steve-O. Sorry, go ahead.
Steve-O. I have to talk real quick. I have to make some changes.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
To who? Well, that's nice of you. Okay, I'm done. Okay. Oh, wait, no, I'm not done. But now I am. Okay, so next category is musicals.
Keep talking. I'm going to grab a juice box real quick.
Oh, my God. Hey, you see my juice boxes?
No, mine are right here.
Okay.
Continue talking.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of musicals. I love musicals. I've seen shows on Broadway. So we had to create a category just for musicals. And there's a lot of musicals coming out this year. Okay, quote-unquote musicals. Because one half of them are musicals, like regular musicals and musical, like movie musical adaptations. And the other half are like...
And we couldn't tell if we should put them in drama or what, so we just put them here.
In musicals, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start out with Respect. August 13th, 2021. This is the film about Aretha Franklin, and I'm excited for it. It stars
Jack Johnson,
so you got it.
Yes.
You excited? You had me so at Aretha Franklin. The next is The Beatles, Get Back, August 27th, 2021. It's a documentary. I think it's coming to Disney Plus. Not for sure. But
I'm not very excited unless it shows John Lydon's death. Then I'm excited.
John.
I want to know more about his death. I don't know nothing. All I know, he's died in front of that haunted hotel.
You should probably watch a documentary or a news report.
Probably.
Okay. Next, we have West Side Story, the remake, December 10th, 2021. I'm excited for it. It's directed by Steven Spielberg. I thought it was a modernized remake, but it's not. So,
I'm not excited, but I'm going to watch it with you, so.
Yes. Okay, next one is from Sony. I got to state that right off the back because it's Sony's version of Cinderella coming out February 5th, 2021.
They should cut their heels off to make them fit. Remember the stepsisters cut their heels and their toes?
That was Into the Woods.
Oops.
Okay, I'm going to stop real quick to mention that. Into the Woods, the stepsisters cut their toes and heels off to make the shoe fit.
Yeah, that was gross.
Anyway, let's get back to this Cinderella. It was gross. I like Into the Woods, though. Cinderella, this version, it stars Camila Cabello as Cinderella, her first time ever acting. God. And then it has Billy Porter as fairy godmother, but I think they call her something else in this one. I think it's like Fab G or something.
Oh my
like
gosh.
I'm looking it up because I really want to know if that is what they're calling it. Adina Menzel is in it as the evil stepmother.
That's dope.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
James Corden is in it because, of course, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be in everything. Not excited. I guess I'm not excited about it. I'm still gonna watch to see what it is, but we have not seen any trailers or anything for it, and it's supposed to come out February 5th.
We'll see.
Probably not, because that comes out less than a month, and we've seen nothing for it. Next, we have In the Heights coming out June 18th. I'm excited for it. It's a movie based off the musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Not excited.
I'm excited. I hope Christopher Jackson makes a cameo in this. He's in the original production of it.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Next one. Untitled Elvis film coming out November 5th. This is a Netto biopic film.
This
Elvis instead. Yes, I agree. Not excited. The United States versus Barry Holiday coming out February 23rd. I'm excited for this. It's about the court case against Barry Holiday. It's a really sad court case because she got screwed for something she didn't even really do. Yeah, so I'm excited for it. The next film.
Not excited.
So what? Okay. So the next films on the list are TBD, to be decided. Wicked. Me and John took a bet yesterday. John thinks Wicked's going to come out either this year or 2022. I think it's either going to come out 2023 or never going to come out.
Wicked? I thought we were talking about a different movie.
No, we're talking about Wicked. A different movie.
Okay.
Nope, it was Wicked. Next is Everybody's Talking About Jamie. That literally had a February 23rd release date, I want to say. But Disney took it off the schedule about a week ago. Yeah, even though the film's completely done. I don't know what they're going to do. They may just send it to Disney Plus or something. Which, or Hulu. And more likely Hulu, because I'm pretty sure the subject matter on that is more of a PG-13 film. Next, we have Tick, Tick, Boom. TBD, but most likely November, it says. This film just got announced today by Netflix.
This is November.
It's a movie. Shut up. That's fine. It's fine if I misspelled it. This film is a movie musical adaptation. And it's directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda, stars Vanessa Hudgens, Andrew Garfield, and Jordan Fisher.
I think it's going to be... I'm excited.
I'm excited because I love Andrew Garfield and Jordan Fisher.
And I like Lin-Manuel Miranda, so...
Yeah, you have me so mad, Lin-Manuel Miranda. We're going to see him again later on this list. Well... We're going to take a short break right now, actually. And before we can come back and continue, don't go away. Welcome back to Arguing Myself. We're currently talking about films that come out 2021. And so I think we should just continue on down the
page. Yes. Starting. Okay.
The next genre is superhero movies. Yes. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, Black Widow, May 7, 2021. Most of these movies might not, the dates might not stay finalized because due to the coronavirus. Hopefully they do, though.
I'm excited for Black Widow.
Me too, I'm quite excited. It's going to be interesting. Next one, we got Internals. I'm very interested and excited for this movie. Honestly, I wonder what they're going to do.
Yes, same. Comes on November 5th, and it has a very diverse cast, like super diverse. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what they're gonna do at all with this.
We got Morbius coming out October 8th. I'm excited for it. It has Michael Keaton in it. It showed on the trailer, so we'll see what happens.
I'm excited for it. I'm glad Sony's trying to like pick themselves up after Marvel basically like ransacking them. For the properties. Yeah.
And then next one, we got Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings coming out July 9th. I'm actually going to say I'm not excited for this one because I don't really know very much and know what's going to happen with this one. So we'll see.
I personally think this is going to be like the Infinity Stones of the films of this saga, in my personal opinion. But
okay, next one, we got Zack Snyder's Justice League. Coming out March. I'm really excited for this movie / TV show. They split it up to parts because it's really long. It's like 6 hours. So, but I am quite excited. So.
Same. I'm quite excited because they really did murdered the DC universe after the first Justice League.
And the next one, we got The Suicide Squad. Has a big cast and a bunch of different characters, and I'm excited for this one.
Same. August 6th, 2021. I can't wait. I love Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, yes. So I can't wait.
Next movie, guys, Untitled Spider-Man 3 movie comes out December 17th. I'm excited. I wonder what they're gonna what's gonna happen. So
yeah, I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
It'll have so many casting announcements, so I just don't know what's true.
Oh, well. Yeah. So next movie we got is Black Adam 2, and it's to be announced. And I'm interested to see what they're gonna do with it, but I'm also excited about this movie.
I'm not really excited. I'm not a big fan of the DC universe, so who knows?
Yeah.
Next category we have is the animated.
Starting movies. With Bob's Burgers, the movie. I didn't even know this was coming out until just now. It comes out April 9th.
So you're welcome.
We'll see. I'm not excited just because I don't watch Bob's Burgers.
Same. I'm not.
And next one, we got Minions, The Rise of Gru, July 2nd. I'm really excited for this one because I love the Minions movie and I love Despicable Me.
Agreed. I'm excited. Probably not as excited as you are. You are.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just like Minions is like the Madagascar, the penguins of Madagascar for me. Yes. Basically, guys, Hotel Transylvania 4, August 6th. I'm excited because I did like Hotel Transylvania 3, so we'll see what they do, but I do think they need to stop. Or they need to make a TV show, to be honest. Oh.
They do have a TV show.
They're just scraping the bottom then.
Well, the third one was really good. I think it was the
highest. Wasn't this the only fresh one?
I want to say so. It's like the only fresh one. But I really enjoyed the first one. The second one is fine. Yeah. Nothing interesting.
Yes,
but this one's really good.
Next one we got Ray.
Yes.
Young. Oh man, and The Last Dragon come out March 12th. I'm very interested in what they're gonna do because I actually didn't like the design of the dragon.
I'm not really sure what they're gonna do with this. But I'm excited for it just because it's like the first ever like animated film completely animated.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, but I think it has an interesting story. It looks really good. And it's coming both to Disney Plus and to theaters. Okay. So, you know, excited. Interesting. But it
costs $30 we're going to the theaters. Plus. Yeah, well, too bad it's sold it. Come on, never mind. Don't worry about that. Next movie we got is the SpongeBob movie, SOTR. I was like, what the heck is that? February to be announced. I'm excited because Keanu Reeves plays a bush.
Yes.
I think that's funny because they also did something kind of like that with Hasselhoff. And that is SpongeBob movie. Just have like a popular old famous actor and just throw him in there. So I'm excited.
Agreed, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't really like the animation.
I don't like the animation, but it did grow on me. I do like the Funko Pops for this movie, so.
Yeah.
Luca? Next. Comes out June 18th. What is this?
This is the Pixar movie where one of the kids or both the kids are like sea monsters or something.
Interesting. I'm excited.
I'm interested. You had me at
you had sea me monsters at Pixar.
So.
What's it called? Next movie. Yeah, a Boss Baby Family Business. September 17th. I'm going to say I'm interested because the way the trailer started off. It's like, we're going to move on. Sing 2, December 22nd. I do like the first Sing. Hopefully they bring back Tigger Edgerton to play the gorilla and Scar Hodgson. If so, I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch it, of course, but I'm going to like it. And I'm excited. Yeah. We got
excited,
Pinocchio. Yeah. Is that not live action?
Okay. This is the Pinocchio. This is TBD, to be decided, Pinocchio. This is a Game of the Toa film. It is a stop-motion animation.
That's his take on it. Oh, stop-motion?
I think he said... Stop motion. Yep. I think he said he wants it PG-13.
I haven't even seen the original one. I have to watch the original one before I watch this one.
Well, it's not him. It's him retelling the story. I'm expecting it to be more like the original book where, like, Pinocchio hangs himself, he gets his feet chewed off.
Oh, yeah, but I still want to watch the original one before I watch this one. Let's just see what I'm comparing it to. Yeah, no, I still want to watch the original one just because I still need to watch it as well. Yeah, excited.
I'm excited for this
one. Next. Enchant it? Okay, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell.
November 24th, this is a Lin Miranda executive produced. I think he may have directed it. I don't know. I think it's executive produced. He wrote the music for it. It's about this house that's like magical and superpower and like
interesting
superpowers and stuff like that. It's in a South America country. I don't want to see Mexico.
Mexico's not South America.
No, I said, I want to say it's not Mexico.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that one.
Okay, but we move on to dramas. We're going to shoot by this one real fast because John Point doesn't know what half of these are. Nope. So we're just going to shoot through these. Okay, drama. First one, Nomadland, February 19th.
Not excited.
2021. Parking with Best Picture. Not excited for it. French Dispatch, to be announced.
No.
no. It has a huge cast. Don't want to watch it. The Last Duel, October 15th. And it has...
never mind. Adam Driver. I'm excited. I have my ticket.
Nightingale, December 22nd, 2021. It's talking about Nightingale the Nurse. And I think that's kind of interesting. So I'm interested. Many Saints of Noir, March 12th, 2021. It's a movie version of Sopranos. If you like Sopranos, watch it. If not, don't watch it. Not excited. The Father, February 26th, another Best Picture film.
No.
Not excited for it.
Oh, Louis never Coleman, mind. Has my ticket. Anthony Hopkins.
I'll watch it with you. Sherlock Holmes, wait, December 22nd. Robbie Downey
Jr. Yeah, you got my ticket. I'm excited just because I don't want to see what they do with this, to be honest.
Same. Malcolm and Leah, February 15th. Netflix film stars John Dean Washington Zendaya as a couple on the walks. We and John watched the trailer last night. I think it was interesting.
It's interesting to see what they're going to do. I can see it being a huge success, and I can see it being a huge flop. We'll see what happens. We'll give our opinion as soon as we watch the movie, probably. Comes out February
5th. It's on Netflix, so. Yes. Judah and the Black Messiah, another Best Picture film. February 12th, nope. Daniel Kaluuya, yeah. Next. Not interested. Minari, February 12th. Peru, it's a South or
not excited. Asian
country film. Don't know. Not excited. Cherry, February 26th. This stars Tom Holland.
I'm excited. Anything Tom Holland that's not superhero is very interesting, in my opinion. Like, there was that one movie like on Netflix, The Devil and something. People say his performance was good.
Oh, yeah. And all the performances in that, too. All the
he killed Sebastian Stan. So. Oops.
Spoilers.
It's okay.
It's fine. We're not going to watch through family movies because there's not many.
We got Clifford the Big Red Dog, November 5th. Okay, I was excited for this movie, but then I saw the dog and I'm not excited no more.
It looks nothing like
this. Clifford. This is the dog, large like and red. What the heck? I almost said with the H. What the heck? That's so dumb. I'm sorry. Doesn't have my ticket.
It's literally... It's weird.
It had my ticket.
When you see the set photos of it...
It had my ticket. It had the pre-order and everything, but no, it lost it. It's gone. Pulled it.
Well, it's funny because the set photo of the thing they were using for the dog looks
more like Clifford. I'd rather have them use the stupid thing they use instead of the freaking dog they chose. Hopefully they were just joking with that.
Hopefully, yeah. Jungle Cruise, July 30th of 2021, based off the wides.
Wait, you Jane know what's actually? Johnson I got a story real quick. It's kind of funny that people when we went to Disney World, they had posters of this movie and they were like, "Oh, this movie's gonna be good and stuff." And we still as it came out, we went to Disney World almost a year ago.
Yeah, we went February 2020, and they were like, we had stayed at the All Star Movie Resort, so there's obviously posters for every film coming out that year and all the way to like 10 years from then. And so it was kind of like they were really advertising Jungle Cruise a lot. Also, Ford v Ferrari.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm actually kind of excited for it because there's Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson. Both, like, I like both those actors, so we'll see what happens. I don't know if I watch it right away. Probably not, but we'll see.
I'm for Disney Plus.
Next probably. One.
Next is Tom and Jerry, February 26th, 2021.
This is my thing. I'm not excited for it, but I'm definitely going to watch this movie. Because I can see it. I don't know. I'm definitely going to watch the movie. That's what
I don't like the animation.
I don't like the animation at all. So bad. But
the movie, everything else but Tom and Jerry.
But I can still see their relationship back and forth like it was. So I'm still excited they didn't mess that up. Can I talk about the next movie? Not excited. Here comes Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, April 2nd. Did not like the first one. James Gordon does not
need to. It's not a good movie. He shouldn't be acting. As much as he was good in The Fallen, for every one good film he acts in, he's got 10 other ones that are not good.
Not very excited for this one. Definitely not going to watch it.
Peter Rabbit 2 has been delayed
since next 2019. One. You can talk about this one.
Cruella, May 28th, starting
Emma Stone.
I'm kind of excited for
it. I'm quite excited for it. I just want to see what they're going to do.
Yeah. And there's she's probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Gwen Klaus was amazing.
But she was Cruella de Vil. I think she won.
Yeah, she needs to win a freaking Oscar.
That's a great performance in a film. For being a kid's film, that honestly to me.
Yeah, look at the rest of the actors. They didn't really take it serious, but like her, so good, bro.
Oh, she said you guys
like the guy that played the main dude, he's a great actor and he's proved it so many times, and he was all right in that movie. But she was great. And the movies, I do like 101 Dalmatians, so. The live action one.
What, the live action one or the original one?
I like it.
One. It's a really good film. Also, she was nominated. She was nominated for Best Comedy or Musical, but did not win.
Next one, Rugrats to be announced. Not really excited for this one, just because I didn't really watch Rugrats as a child.
Agreed.
Space Jam 2, July 16th. I'm excited because I love Space Jam 1. LeBron James.
Who's in this film?
I'm excited. I want to see what they're going to do with it. Definitely has my ticket. Maybe even the first day, which is actually really rare for us. But I'm excited because the first one was just great. I don't have like extremely high hopes for it, but I think it'll be... Me too. I thought this movie wouldn't come out for another 10 years. You can't never say never. That's what I always think. Never say never because anything can happen. That's why I give something like a giant time jump.
Yes. All right. Good point. Like, Mortal Kombat got pushed up after the thing.
Yeah, that was crazy. What the heck?
So, all right, something we forgot to do that we mentioned in the first horror film genre is
want to go back through real quick.
Each genre. Okay, so action. Mine probably has to be either Chaos Walking, Venom 2, or Tomb Raider 2.
I have my favorite, which is going to be my most excited one, which is Venom, then Chaos Walking, then probably The Kingsman. Ghostbusters, there's a lot of good ones. Uncharted, not really Snake Eyes. Fast and Furious 9, just want to see what they do with John Cena. The Matrix. There's a lot of good ones, but my most excited ones I'm excited for is Venom, Chaos Walking, and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there's a lot in that category. Next, Free Guy. Comedy.
That's it. Really?
Free Guy, yeah. Musicals.
Mine probably has to be... If...
Mine would have to be mine probably be
In the Heights, if not Wicked, if it comes up later. But I'm gonna say Into the Heights.
I'm gonna say In the Heights, or Everybody's Talking About Jamie, if that does come out. Superhero movie.
I almost said Morbius, to be honest. I'm stuck saying between Spider-Man 3, The Suicide Squad, and Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm gonna say this Suicide Squad because I'm very interested and excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Because I kind of have a feeling they're gonna do and just kill a bunch of them off at one time, which is gonna be funny. Like what they did in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, well, John Cena.
Like what they did in Deadpool 2, and they killed the entire X-Force. That was crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Suicide Squad. I think the only characters, if they do decide to do that, would be left is the Polka Dot Man, John Cena's character. That's what I'm saying. That's why him for sure.
TV show, so. Wait, somehow, do you think Polka Dot Man's gonna survive?
Yeah.
You think it's gonna be like a money joke that he's like
how the age did he survive?
I hope that's yeah. I hope that's what he's in it. Okay.
Oh, wait, the Suicide Squad? I'm sorry, I had to just realize that. The King Shark is one of my favorite DC villains. He's extremely underrated, and I forgot he's in it, and I'm excited for it. And the Squirrel.
The Squirrel Man. I just can't wait.
I think he's played by James Gunn's brother. I thought the Squirrel Man's in it, but the Squirrel Man is played by James Gunn's brother. Little Gunn. Next one.
Animated film. To me, it's stuck between Luca, Enchantor, and Raye in The Last Dragon. But if I have to pick
mine's stuck between the Minions and Raye.
We're probably going to say it wrong until we go to theater.
It's kind of like Moana. We called it Moana. Like Moani. Until you watched it. Moana, make way,
mountain, make way. Hey. Okay.
Sherlock Holmes. Adam Driver. That's my favorite one. That's my most excited. That one.
Okay. The Last Duel. Okay. We love Adam Driver here. On
Family
the
movie. Space Jams 2.
Family movie. Mine's out of Cruella, Jungle Cruise, or Space Jams 2.
Yeah, mine's the exact same way. Jungle Cruise, Cruella, Space Jams 2. But Space Jams 2 pulls out.
If there's only, let's say, 3 movies you can keep from this year, this date and its release date, what 3 movies would it be? I think mine would have to be Candyman.
Yes, Candyman for sure. My next one probably has to be Venom.
I think mine.
My next one has to be Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Okay, I have one more left. I would have to say
because like I have to watch the Zack Snyder's Justice League. I'm so excited for it.
Okay, I'm stuck between Zack Snyder's Justice League or I have to say Zack Snyder's.
Yeah, because we've been wanting to come out. It's finally come out. I'm super excited. I know I didn't pick out for the movie my superhero one, but I'm still super, super excited. If I have to keep a movie to keep its release date, it has to be the Zack Snyder.
Well, to be honest, it's going to stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to HBO Max. The only I really hope all these movies stay so next year's award show actually has a good stack. Yeah. because this past year
was garbage. Very much
Slim Pickens. Garbage. Okay.
No.
Anything else you want
to
say?
We would like to hear y'all's opinions.
Okay. Yeah, so if you want your opinions, you can go message me on Instagram at AnthonyLucero17.
John Lucero, 1943, no spaces. So if you got any, you want to request anything or give us your input, we'll gladly take it.
We would gladly take it, yes. We need more suggestions. And if you make a suggestion, it will probably go to the front of the line for topic videos. Okay. Well, I think that's all we have to talk about today. So we're glad you guys watched and we guys hope you have a good weekend. A good week.
Bye.
Bye.